Hey baby, what's good? It's October 5th, 2015 at 1 p.m. This is Michelle Lerner and you're trending in the Valley. So we keep you updated on the latest trends and we have Nish Henderson today. Welcome.
Hey.
She is currently on the women's basketball team at Pierce and co-hosting, we got Ethan Scooby Hansen.
What up, though?
So we're just going to talk about quickly. So the season is starting, right? And what day is that on?
November 14th.
All right. And so how's that going? You guys preparing and everything?
I mean, it's going. It's always difficult to be able to play with new players and figure out their style of play and get their style into your style and teach them the plays and try to get everybody on the same page before we start season.
Yeah, and this your first year, or what year are you in right now?
Sophomore year.
You're in sophomore year. So can you compare to what it was like last year to what it was like this year?
Well, I had a medical redshirt last year because I cracked my bone in my knee. So I wasn't able to play last year, but I promise you'll be better than last year.
All right.
So despite the injuries, how are you feeling now? You're a very, very fast player, somebody that plays the point guard position, a very, very excellent facilitator. But right now, health is always a concern with you. How are you feeling, and how's the explosiveness going on in practice, and how are you pushing yourself, and are you pacing yourself throughout this training?
Well, as far as the pacing myself, I always have to set a slow pace to be able to play the game and play it right so that I don't have any further injuries. But yeah, everything will be good. I rehab every day, make sure I handle everything that I need to handle so that I'll be able to play a full season.
All right.
Now, you've been getting some new coaching, an assistant coach this year. You've been dealing with Tess, Coach Tess, who used to play for Jim Couch and was on his last conference championship winning team. She seems to have really taken charge and helped you guys out, been at practically every single practice, and just a good, solid motivator and really pushes you guys. What has her impact been like?
Tessa's impact is more than amazing because not only has she played at our level, but she's played above our level, so she knows what it takes and how much it takes to get where we need to be. But unfortunately, we don't have her anymore because she got a job opportunity at Cal State Dominguez.
Yeah. Ooh, that's actually breaking news. Dang. So what are you guys gonna do without her? Who's taking over the assistant coaching helm for right now?
Well, we have her, but only on Saturday game days. So she'll still be around. Everybody has her number, so everybody tries to contact her. And she gave us like a strength and conditioning paper that everybody follows. But as far as who's helping is Bridget. She also played for Jim Couch.
Yeah, so any changes in the team since that happened, since the coaches are switching up?
No, everybody's still on board. It's only about 10 of us, but I like it small.
Is it usually bigger?
Yeah, usually we'll have like 15, 16 girls.
Nice. And I heard you guys are playing in the Pasadena tournament.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest tournaments to play in, so to have that as our first tournament, it's gonna be a rough one.
So what is like the typical training like required to do, like to in order to get ready for this tournament?
Oh man, practice hard, practice as you play, because a lot of people think that in practice if they just do whatever they want or just go at it lackadaisical that it'll transpire on the court. So we have to go at every practice hard and play each other as if they were just an enemy.
All right, now any freshmen that we should be excited for this year? Any up-and-comers? Because right now it seems like every single year since 2010, since the last title that Coach Jim Couch has won, it's been pretty much a shuffle all the way. What can we expect this year from these new up-and-comers and, also from some of the sophomores returning like Hannah Macy?
Well, Hannah is also a great facilitator, and she has been working on her shot, which has come around incredibly. And as far as the freshmen, I mean, we just try to get them to play at the levels as a sophomores do. Don't worry about making mistakes, but just try to get better each game.
Right. And you play the position of a point guard, right?
Point guard and shooting guard.
Yeah. And so what does the position entail, kind of?
as a point guard, I have to facilitate and make sure I run right. the plays, run them correctly, make sure everybody's in the correct position.
And you played this position last year as well?
Yeah.
Awesome. And you are a fan of basketball, I know that, but what is your favorite team or your favorite player? Like, who do you aspire to play like?
I aspire to play like Dwayne Wade, but before he got hurt, it will right. forever be my favorite player.
All right, now he got an interesting team this year, an interesting lineup for the Heat. I mean, you guys got a healthy Chris Bosh back. Dwayne Wade, he's starting to feel a little bit healthy. Also married to Gabrielle Union, who was actually a secret crush of mine when I was about 7 years old when I saw her in the movie Bring It On. So, gotta have that connection. But what are you expecting from your Heat team this year now that you have all these young players to play with Dwayne Wade?
I mean, as a Heat fan, I mean, I'm always going to support my team, but the NBA as a whole is always going to increase its game. So not only does the Heat need to increase their game, but everybody else needs to, too.
All right, now back to your game. What has been the biggest thing that you've been improved on since you've been on the court as a freshman? You've had a last rough couple of years taking the red shirts. Would you say that you're a more patient player? What can the Brahmas fans be expecting from one Nishalay Henderson, and what kind of numbers do you hope to put up?
Oh, numbers-wise, I'm going to definitely put something real nice up for my Brahma fans, of course. I always give a show. But, I mean, I can only do so much, so my team has to step up and help me out.
Yeah, and what are you expecting for your team? Like, how do you expect them to play this year, like, in comparison of last year? Like, how do you...
Oh, last year, I don't even know how to describe last year, so we won't even go there. But this year...
You can describe it. It's fun.
Last year, it was just rough. That's the word I'll use. It was really rough. So this year, hopefully, with me being back, I'll be able to control and facilitate things a lot better.
Yeah, and any improvements you guys want to work on, maybe?
Everything.
Everything.
You always have to improve at everything.
Yeah, you can always be better, right?
Exactly.
Right.
All right, now, in comparison, the men's team has had last nice, successful couple of years, and you're also one of the scorekeepers for that team. You're inside of their practices as their season's going to be getting started around the same time that your guys are going to be getting started. They got Kenny Stenhouse, a lot of athletes on that team, and you yourself, you coach. So give us your coaching perspective on what the men's team is going to be like this year as they head toward November, just like you guys, and get ready for their own season.
Yeah, as far as the men's season, I believe that they have a chance to hopefully put up another banner, because they have a lot of great, talented players, and I feel if they really work together and work as one instead of just one individual, that they'll be able to be great.
Now, we saw Kenny Stenhouse earlier today. He's going to be a sophomore, a guy that played at Foothill College, but is a local guy out of Crespi, a man that you are very, very familiar with. A lot of talent, a lot of athletic ability, can shoot from inside, is a high flyer. Once again, from your coaching perspective, what would you say that your man needs improve on the most?
Oh, man, when it comes to Kenny, there's not much you could really say. I mean, Kenny is Kenny. He's going to be that goofy person, but he's going to give you the numbers and the boards that you need when you need them. So, really, I just feel like if Kenny learns to just sometimes mellow out and just do what he needs to do, he'll be great.
Now, in your experience with Coach Ed Babian, and he's actually been at Pierce for about 7 or 8 seasons, a guy that is very, very vocal, but I think, has progressed a little bit and gotten a little bit more patient. What do you think of Coach Ed in terms of that team? And do you think he's calmed down just a bit more? Because I got some crazy stories about him. But but we're interviewing you, not interviewing me. So what about Coach Ed?
I mean, people might think I'm crazy for saying this, but I love Coach Ed as a coach because I believe that he makes sure that his team does the things that they need to do to get where they need to be. So no matter what it takes or how bad he has to yell at you or how many times he has to yell at you, he's going to do it so that you do the things correctly.
What are like the what's like the thing you learn most from Coach Ed? What is the one lesson he's taught you guys? Or any?
Coach Ed has taught multiple things, but I just feel like I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean.
All right. Now, Coach Charles White has been volunteering for you guys, and he's helped coach you guys. He's a guy that's been with Coach Babian these past couple of years, a former coach at Cleveland, and now he's been stepping up and trying to help you guys out. And with your first experience with him actually coaching you now, what kind of job has he done, and what experiences he provide for your team going forward?
Well, having Charles as an assistant coach to me is very interesting because Charles has been coaching me since I was 7 years old, since I first started playing basketball. So it's really interesting, and it's kind of difficult because he still sees the game I used to play. And now that I've coached the game and I've played the game, coaching it made it a lot easier, and I don't think he really sometimes understands that or understands that my game has changed tremendously.
So he still sees you as that 7-year-old little girl that's still balling up the little boys at the park?
Absolutely.
What was that like? What would you say? Because we all, as a former basketball player myself with the West Siders, my man London Perontis, now the point guard at Virginia. Shout out to my boy. But what would you say was your childhood career high? Or what was your fondest memory of playing on the courts as a kid?
Oh man, as a kid, I've always had just one story that will stick in my head, and it was only me and Tess, who was our assistant coach, still is. We played on an all-boys team, and I remember that it was one game that I scored on a guy, and he was just so mad that he just pushed me into the door, and I just never understood why until I got older, like, oh, you're mad because a girl scored on you.
He pushed you into the door. What did you do? Did you get right back up and push him back in? Where was this gym? I just want to see this because I know about the gyms around here. So
at San Fernando.
San Fernando?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do anything, but the sad thing is my cousin played on the team with me, so he handled that for me.
I mean, you know more about basketball than probably I do. You guys both probably know more about basketball than I do.
Hey, that's okay, Michelle. Everybody can learn.
I mean, hey. Hey, that was a good one, okay? But, you know, you can learn from, you know, other players, especially the men's basketball team. And, you know, have you ever thought about that? Like, what can you learn from?
I think about it all the time, players? Especially because I've had brothers who have played the sport, so I grew up watching it, and I always would watch my brother play and watch the things that he would do, and then once I started playing, I would try to transpire that into my game.
Yeah, so it's not just that stereotype that girls are weaker than boys in basketball, or
not at all,
vice versa.
I don't know what stereotype you guys are talking about, because my sister was a Division I athlete, and first time I played her one-on-one, she freaking broke my nose when I was six years old. But yo,
all right.
And I remember one time I was actually playing Nish in one-on-one, and she beat me really bad. I'm not sure by how much, but bro, that crossover is really mean.
So
as a woman, you know, kind of playing in a masculine game, what has basketball done for you in terms of your independence and helped you deal with in terms of other aspects of your life?
Oh man, basketball is my outlet at all times. Like, it always helps me. Like, when I'm down, I'll go hoop. When I'm pissed off, I'll go hoop. Like, whatever it is, basketball is always there. Although it is a masculine sport, they say, I feel like women could do it just as good as men do. We're just more, I feel like we're more fundamentally sound.
I agree with that. I mean, with the UConn championships, who's your favorite women's team to watch, and why do you like them so much?
I don't have a specific team, but I love to watch and will watch at any day in time, Skylar Diggins, because her game is just completely raw.
Pure. Very, very, very athletic, very quick, much like yourself, but Skylar's about 6 or 7 inches taller than you, right?
Exactly.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
And she's 6.
Yeah, she's 6 something and buff, so I guess I need to hit the weight room.
Oh, boy. Yeah, as you get taller, stretch yourself out. So I know that you're very passionate about this game, so I just want to know what your future career goals would be in this game or in anything in your life.
Future career goals as far as basketball is, like, I would love to play at the next level. It doesn't matter where. I was just talking to my coach the other day, Charles, about it, and he was like, where would you want to go? I said, I'll go anywhere that takes me. So as far as that, I would love to pursue the game of basketball, but if that doesn't work, I'd love to go back to coaching too.
Really, coaching for basketball?
Yeah.
For younger kids, any type?
Anywhere. Because I started with high school, so right. I mean, I feel like younger kids would be cool, but I would probably stay high school, college range.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Who's your biggest influence in terms of how you coach? Because you've talked about how you coach sometimes, you know, the rec kids in the park. You'll take club teams here and there. But who's been the biggest influence on your coaching style and the way you approach a game as a coach and not just as a player?
My biggest, I would have to say, is my older brother, because that's where it all started. Andre. Yeah, it all started there, and ever since he started playing, and then he stopped playing and started coaching, I followed every footstep.
Where does he coach now?
He doesn't coach anymore. Well, he coaches me, if that counts, but that's about it.
Where did your brother play his high school ball?
Cleveland High School.
Did he play with Swaggy P, Nick Young?
Yes, sir. He was the point guard.
Hey, wow. I remember those Cleveland teams back in the day, like 2006, 2007, right?
When they went 26-5 or something. Yeah.
26-5. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I remember as a kid, I was about 13, 14 years old, and you'd go into this gym and it'd be flooded with red and black, and you know, just watching Nick Young, the kind of flair that he plays with, and showed a little bit of that. Yesterday with the Lakers, I mean, the Lakers overall shot about 34%, but it was nice to see, you know, the local boy, the Valley's favorite son, Reseda's favorite son, I should say, Nick Young. What was it like, you know, watching him individually as a player growing up and watching him succeed at the CIF level?
I loved it. I mean, I was happy that he was able to make it and that he did the things that he needed to do to get there, because at the end of the day, if that's what you're passionate about, I feel like then you pursue it. No matter what it takes, you make sure whatever it takes, you do.
Did you expect Nick Young to become the player that he has become today, about 19 points a game and just a guy that can light up the scoreboard?
Nick was always a shooter and always one that could score. So, yeah, I believed it. I always told him and my brother would play together, I always said that if somebody's going to make it, it'll be you.
Right. And so where do you see, you know, basketball in general going in the future? Because you see Nick growing up and becoming this huge star in basketball. You could probably see yourself doing that, or you can, I don't know, where do you see it?
I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it, but I would rather be overseas than to be in the league.
Right.
I feel like overseas is a little more fun.
Makes sense.
Which country would you go to right now? Because right now the dollar's really, really low in Europe. If you were to pick one country where you would want to play basketball, where would you want to go and why?
You're going to laugh, because the only reason I want to go here is because I love in basketball. So that would be Barcelona, Spain.
Barcelona, Spain. Hey, man.
There's all these other choices.
Nope. I got to follow the love and basketball theme. We're going there. All
right.
Yeah, no, plenty of good basketball in Barcelona. That's where Pau Gasol went, Luis Scola, his brother. Mark. Yep. You know, an absolute basketball country besides, you know, being great at soccer, of course. But, all right, so Barcelona. So,
I mean, Barcelona is usually known for soccer. I do watch soccer a lot, but
yeah,
basketball.
Yeah,
like do you watch Barcelona all the time, or
I watch overseas basketball whenever I get a chance to in general.
Right. Yeah,
Yeah, one of the things that's great about your game is you have that Euro step. I mean, you got that crossover, of course, but you're so apt at drawing fouls because when you drive to the basket, you get that extra long step, that extra long stride, and you draw contact, and most of the time it goes in. Sometimes it doesn't, but hey, nobody's perfect.
Exactly.
How did you, which player did you watch to help develop that Euro step and develop that move in your game?
My brother. Like, it all started there because he told me what a Euro step is, and I just looked at him like he was crazy because I didn't know what it was. But after he taught me, it was a wrap.
So your techniques, does your team learn it all in the same way, or do you guys kind of do your own finessing on that? You guys just
our coaches try to teach us the way that they want us to do it. But I always tell my team that even though they teach you one way, you have to know that there's always going to be a different way because the defender is not going to play the way that you want them to play.
Right. And so there's different ways that you can get around that person,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. Cool. And so have you ever played any other positions other than being a point guard?
I've honestly had to play every position. There was a point in time where I was playing a five. And I'm only 130 pounds, so that was not fun.
You must have had about 5 blocks in that game, because I know you can get up there. I mean, your vertical's like 30 inches. You definitely jump higher than me. I'm like about 8 inches.
What was your favorite position by far?
Shooting guard.
Definitely. Shooting guard.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about that position?
I get to either shoot or drive the lane, and I love to drive the lane, like Scooby said, for the contact. I love drawing contact.
You just love getting in that action.
I love it.
That's awesome. So, I mean, you just got to play the game.
Exactly.
All right. So now, looking forward, what does the life of Nish Henderson entail in the next year? Where do you see yourself, and are you getting looked at by any schools yet?
As far as schools go, I mean, my coaches have told me after our showcase that there was some, but I don't know specifically where. But in the next year, I will not be here. I will be somewhere else playing.
Awesome.
I'll tell you that.
I mean, is it nerve-wracking kind of to know that people are watching you and you have to be at your best?
No.
Really?
No, because I always look at it like I have to play this game the way I was taught to play this game.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't know that feeling, obviously, but you probably know that feeling. Yeah. So you're probably more used to it than anyone else is.
I mean, honestly, I don't really look at the crowd, or I don't really hear the crowd. Like, people tell me all the time, Nish, I yelled, and I was just like, I don't remember, I don't know, because I just tune stuff out.
Right.
All right, so what was your favorite game winner? As we've got 2 minutes left on the show, we're about to wrap up, but what was your favorite game-winning shot that you've hit, or have you ever hit a game-winning shot? And go through that moment with us.
My favorite game-winning shot would have to be my senior year in high school when I unfortunately caught 2 cramps in my calves, but we had 3 seconds left on the clock, and I had to get back in the game and hopefully tie it and send us into overtime. Came in and hit the 3, and then after that, we went into overtime. We ended up winning by 4.
Dang, cramps and all, man. Yeah. That is a great story. Anyway, Michelle, what else is trending in the Valley besides Nish? Because, yo, Nish is the boss.
I mean, right now, we're trending. So, I mean, right now, we're trending.
All right.
So, this has been your girl, Michelle Lerner, with Scooby Hansen on the right, on the left, and Nish Henderson. And I'm signing off for KPCRadio.com.